Blog Talk Radio.
Old Ship of Zion. And
So before we go into any further preliminaries, I would ask those of you of my podcast listening audience on tonight to bow your heads and we reference the one and the only Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of Nazareth. We're going to acknowledge him in everything we do. We want to acknowledge God because he is the one that made this all possible. God is the reason that we exist. God is the reason that we have the air to breathe, to inhale and exhale, and be able to exist in this world we call planet Earth. So now we will go down in prayer, asking those of you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, we're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. I'm asking you, gracious Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, these and other prayer petitions we ask in your Son, Jesus, matchless, marvelous name. And we, as a priesthood of Jesus Christ, shall say, amen and amen. And I tell you, I just thank God for you. All of my blogs, podcasts, digital listeners on tonight. I want to always acknowledge you every time that the opportunity presents itself. I want to let you know that you don't go unnoticed. God noticed you, number one. And Pastor Ward noticed you, number two. And I just thank you for being a long, dedicated listener of the Old Ship of Zion. And their lives a blessing with your name on it. So I would ask you to start looking tonight. Start looking tonight. Because faith is nothing that you can see, but faith is a belief of what you ask God in his name. Just ask in his name, and ye shall have it. He said, whatever you ask when you pray, believe it, and ye shall have it. And so, our sermon tonight, entitled The Sensuous Christian. And we find out that the gratification of our senses has gotten a bad reputation. And it may be because we live in a world obsessed with pleasures, but God approves of the proper experience of pleasure through our five senses. And that's what we're talking about, the sensuous Christian. First, God created our senses. First, it was our sight, then our hearing, our smell, our taste, our touch, and all that he created, he declared was good. Secondly, God made sensuous a part of worship. We can consider God's first form of worship. Setting the tabernacle is housed an ornate gold-covered ark to hold the stone tablet God gave to Moses on the Mount Sinai. God approved of beauty. It has an altar of incense where priests burned a blend of fragrant spice made by a perfumer. God approved of pleasure aroma. It has an elaborate table with plates and pitchers. God approved of a tasteful dining experience. Around the tabernacle were curtains made from colorful yarns and finely twisted linen. God approved of beautiful colors and textures. Music was also a component of worship. And as we learned from reading the law of 2 Chronicles 29 and 28, God approved of pleasing sounds. Yes, God values things that look, sound, smell, and taste, and feel good. But he doesn't want us to worship them. He wants our enjoyment and gratitude to prompt us to worship him, the creator and giver of all things. God gave you and I 5 senses, his world to enjoy. But when we indulge them, that good we deny. We should make sense to use our senses to glorify God. We find out that the Apostle Paul said that those who are saved by the blood of Jesus are the temple of God. We know that God supplies the foundation of our temple. Jesus Christ and his Spirit who lives in us. God, through his sovereignty, his grace, allow us to finish the construction through our Christian living. Our lives and our work build upon a beautiful temple. The materials for the construction of the temple are our own choosing. We can choose a non-perishable material as gold, silver, and precious stones. Our perishable ones, wood, hay, and straw. We know that all these things can build temples that are beautiful and appealing to the eye. But the test is whether they can withstand the fire of God's judgment. When our work flows from a pure heart that desires to please God, we have chosen non-perishable materials, and our temples can withstand the judgment of God. When we allow personalities to replace principles, worldly wisdom to replace spiritual wisdom, and the desire to please men to replace the desire to please God, then you and I have chosen perishable materials, and our temples will be consumed in the fire of God's judgment. And I would like to encourage you that are out there in my visual listening audience on tonight. My kinship, my extended church family, my followers, my supporters of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You and I must always remember, we must always remember that we are God's temple. Hallelujah. And God said in his word that he will not, shall not, cannot live in an unclean temple. Hallelujah. No longer does God live in a house in Jerusalem. He lives in us, you and I. And our temple belongs to him. Hallelujah. I want to ask you, how are you building God's temple? You that are out there in my digital podcast audience, I won't ask you.
Have you been struggling trying to live right?
Are you building
and you find
your temple? And I'm talking about that heart.
Well,
are you building it where it will glorify and gratify God? Where God can get the glory and the honor out of our praise. out of our sense of praising him for everything that he has done in our lives. God has been so gracious to us. And when he went to Calvary Cross, that was one gracious move that he made, and only he made, and only he had the qualifications and the credentials to do so. Hallelujah. Now, I would suggest you start making your temple a temple that would be pleasing to God's eyes, to his sense of smell, and to God's gratification. And you will be doing what God would be pleased with. Because we are here to please God and not ourselves. We must always remember that we are God's temple. We belong to him. We do not belong to ourselves. He lives in us, and our temple belongs to him. So what material are you using to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ? If we discover that in our spiritual immaturity, we have used wood, hay, and straw, thank God that we have grown in grace. We can renovate our temple and rebuild it with gold and silver and precious stone. We can be holy and live in monuments to God's grace. Hallelujah. We are to live our lives so pleasing and acceptable unto God until when you go outside in your yard, even to water your lawn or to set a flower bed, people don't see you, but they see a difference about you. They can see that pride in your life. Just in a distance, they know that you are cut above the rest, that you have a quality that they ponder, a quality that they would like to know the Christ that sets you apart from the rest. See, we are a peculiar people. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And so when we go outside of our boundary, when we go outside our homes, and we go out to various shopping centers and stores and wherever we choose to go, people can see that halo, that spiritual halo that hangs over our heads. That's the God that's showing in our temple. Hallelujah. Because when you live a victorious lifestyle of God, everybody sees it. You don't have to sell words, but the sinner, and not only the sinner can see the difference in you, but your counterparts can see the pride also. And I tell you, when we do that, we will be pleasing and acceptable vessel unto Jesus Christ. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make 100 in our school. Because we know that 99 99.5 just won't do. 99.5 just won't cut it. 99.5 just won't make the grade. We got to make 100 if we intend to see Jesus. Thanks to God and friends, and you that are out there in my podcast, digital audience on tonight. We got to make 100. And in order for us to make 100, we got to keep this temple pleasing and acceptable, a temple where God can reside in, holy, immaculate, clean, spotless. Hallelujah. Then we know that we will be living according to God's command. We do have a command. God set forth a command for us to do. Just like you have a command to abide every law that has been set in place out on Capitol Hill, up in the legislature, signed by the president. Those are a group of commands that has his stamp of approval. And when he gets his stamp of approval on those commands, those mandates, those laws that set in place, then we are to take heed of those mandate laws. If not, then we can be fined, we can be imprisonment, because of disobeying those laws that Congress has passed and the president has signed his name on the dotted line. Jesus is the same one. He's our master. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our cornerstone. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And so he has 10 sets of commands, as I said on last evening, that we are to abide by. Only 10 that Jesus Christ has stamped his approval on it for you and I to take heed of in our daily walk with Jesus Christ. We can't come half-stepping. We got to come all the way, or we can't come at all. We cannot straddle the fence. We got to go the highway of God, or it's going to be the byway. And we cannot go the byway. We got to go the highway. If we're intending to see Jesus, we got to go according to God's mandate, according to God's rules that he has stipulated in the 66th book that he has left here. Because he left us a book to believe in. And in it, we have a whole lot to learn. So I want to encourage you tonight to keep your temple clean, free of any sin, any spider web in the cracks and the crevices of our heart. We have to keep it clean in order for Jesus to reside. Because if it's not clean, then Jesus cannot, will not reside in our temple. Hallelujah, Jesus. So all you got to do is just keep on doing what you're doing. If you're living right every day, Monday through Sunday, 365, sometimes 366 days out of a year, you know when you're living right. Don't nobody have to tell you. You know when you're living right. Because when you get down on your knees and you pray, God will let you know that you're pleasing in his eyesight. When you ask him, God, I want you to bless me to do this, God will do it. When you say, God, I need you to bless me to do that, God will do it. God will stand his stamp of approval on it. That's how you know that you're living the divine lifestyle that's pleasing and acceptable unto God. Hallelujah. When your prayers are answered, command, then we will be pleasing in God's eyesight. We will then have a sensuous temple, and we can be called the sensuous Christian. Hallelujah. And in closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, hallelujah, if you have any prayer petitions, you want those your sympathizers to go down and pray on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Shepherd Zion. Send your correspondence to attention. Send your pastor, James Ward. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I encourage you to be the sensuous Christian. Keep your temple clean. Keep it spotless. So God don't mind residing in your temple. Till we meet again, I'm encouraging you to go with God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, bye for now.